force. It's kind of like being in a gang.
An entire nation governed like a gang with steadily improving military capabilities. All of it has the rest of the region feeling a bit on edge. But this kind of stable instability is the norm, at least on the Korean Peninsula. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agricultural industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 554 and a quarter, up 12 and a half. September, 563 and a half, up 12 and a quarter. Soft July, 520 and three quarters, up 9 and three quarters. July corn, 367 and three quarters, up 2 and a quarter. September, 374 and a half, up 2. December, 385, up 2 and one quarter. July soybeans, 956 and a quarter, up 3. September, 939 and a half, up 2 and a half. And go out to March of 16, 949 and a half, up 2 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal, 306.30, up $3. July soybean oil, 32.93, down 14 cents. June live cattle, 151.80, down 72 and a half. May feeders, 219.17 and a half, up 17 and a half. And June lean hogs are 82.65. They are down 70. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, you couldn't help but notice the double-digit gain in the hard red winter wheat pit. And I guess we're looking at a weather market here, hmm?
Yeah, there's several things going on in the wheat complex, especially Southwest, you take Texas and Oklahoma, it's one gigantic swimming pool in that area there, just too much rain, and a lot of flooding, and some concern there that rain might not make grain in this case, so we'll have to monitor that as we go along. We still have ample world supplies around, so one's going to kind of offset the other, then news about Russia is going to affect the market here. But July wheat messing around some long-term moving averages, some resistance around this 522 area. Trade believes if we can squeak a close above 522, we could run July futures on up to that 545 area, 550 area, and that might be enough for now if we can get that market trade there. Technically, commodity funds are just huge, huge shorts in the wheat market. They've been short wheat, long everything else in the world, and we're seeing a little bit of unwinding in that spread. And as we stay firm and through here, and the technical indicators continue to look firm, wheat has a chance here to move higher and sort of shake off some of this bearish news we've been looking at here all winter long.
And might we give that little squeaky move up that you're asking about and talking about based off potential freeze information in the plains?
Oh, yeah, we're going to freeze it off. We're going to drown it, and we're going to have some tornadoes come through there and tear it up. We're going to do everything we can do to kill that thing about 8 or 9 times. But if it's frost freeze in your area, it's devastating, especially, in corn. Corn can survive a little bit of cold weather, but the corn just doesn't grow the same or act the same once it does get a little frost free. So we're seeing some weather concerns here that might take the top end off the yield projections.
So does that mean that just perhaps we may have seen the biggest estimate on yield that USDA is going to come out with this year for corn?
Oh, which crop?
For corn.
We'll
166
see how the conditions reports go here. We won't have one here today, but next Monday's Memorial Day holiday. We'll see what the conditions say. We're not going to see it jump 5 bushels by all means, but they view everything decent condition. We can see a jump a bushel or so, but I think they're going to be fairly conservative here as we go in the growing season.
Trade's going to be very comfortable with planting progress when released this afternoon, I would think.
Yeah. What a dramatic change. 2-3 weeks ago, worried about getting it in, and now they're looking, planting progress being anywhere from 85-90% complete. Average is 76. Same thing on the beans. Bean progress expected to be 48-52%. Average is about 38%. We're going to worry about the last 5% of the corn, may worry about the last 10% of the beans going in the ground in a timely fashion. There's going to be some replant, of course, but planting progress is not going to be an issue this week, I don't think.
Technically, the soybeans are just can't get over the hump in the July at 962.
Yeah, there's going to be some buy stops there. They might run them up there. The momentum indicators are down at the bottom in the range. Once again, everybody's bearish, looking for it just to go lower. When everybody leans that way, we have a up in it. But overall, technically, we're running resistance here on these up moves. We've got lower lows, lower highs, and until we have some fundamental help, it's going to be hard for beans to get a big rally going. We like selling up against some resistance there and let Mr. Gravity take over here over the near term. Fundamentally, it still looks like it's going to be tough to really get the speckled crowd to step up and buy beans unless we see some of these yards turn brown from dry weather instead of too wet weather.
Well, Informa really threw a wrench in the idea of a bean bowl.
Well, that's their opinion. They're going to change their numbers quite a bit between now and next January on new crop particularly. So we'll see how that unfolds. I think there's going to be ample supplies of beans worldwide, but whether it's 600 million bushel carryout or 300 million bushel carryout, we'll debate that or try to figure that out. But anytime you have over 300 million bushel bean carryout, that just ample supplies, not only domestic but worldwide record, record worldwide carryout in beans. But El Nino kicks in, that can take care of that fairly quickly.
So we get news again today out of Minnesota, another 2 million egg-laying hens to be culled because of H5N2. At what point does it really become a thing?
Well,
not just for the producers, but for the nation as a whole and for futures going forward for corn.
Well, it takes 11 broilers to consume one bushel of corn, so you can do the math on it. There's billions of birds, so you're going to have to save, 100 million. You're going to have to get, up in the 100 million area, then you can do the math on it. I think as a trader, a speculator, you buy stock in egg beaters so you don't have to worry about getting your eggs. And if you're one that's already worried about Thanksgiving, I think go ahead and get your Thanksgiving turkey now so you don't have to pay up for it later on this fall. So, there's things you can do to hedge your eating habits, Dave.
And it should have no impact on livestock, right?
The main concern is that public perception of the whole thing. Bird flu breaks out and we have a mutant strain break off and people start getting sick or this thing spreads. And it could be a concern, but, our Asian buyers or world buyers in poultry, if they start to back off on buying our exports, that could be a concern. So it's something we need to watch and monitor as we move along. It could get a lot serious as time goes on.
Is there going to be a point between now and say, the June 30th acreage report where traders are really going to want to maybe buy corn and sell soybeans?
Well, that's been the trend here. It's been the speculative trade to look at for quite some long time. We've had a correction that spread corn, yes, to angel and beans here for a while. I'd say if beans can gain another 10 to 12 cents on corn, I'd be coming in buying the corn and selling the beans on the spread. Yes, we like that spread. You know, overall, we feel, you know, corn can kind of hang in there on breaks, whereas the speculative crowd wants to press these beans here down the road. Beans could drop a dollar, where corn could, you know, drop 30 cents.
Thank you much, Kurt.
All right, have a good one, Dave.
You too. Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. July corn, 368.5 up 3. December, 385.75 up 3. July beans, 955.25 up 2. November, 936.25. Now 36 even up 1.5. July soybean meal, 306.20 up 290. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.